We're on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We had heard a shaila, and that was when Gamliel had said that if Gamliel had said in Miyano Miyano Vimlav Tamtin Achetagdo Betetzel Halazum Mishum Aches Isha. So here a shaila, what does this mean? Does this mean when she becomes a gedoyla automatically she becomes ishtoi, and then the yevama becomes an aches isha min ha-teire? Or does it mean when she becomes a gedoyla, so the bia that her husband is boyla, he's boyla l'shem ishus, and that's how she becomes an aches isha min ha-teire? So that shaila Rabbi Elazar had asked from Rav, my time with Ram Gamliel Mishum Daksov Kedusha Ktana Mitle Toli Vichi Godlo Godli Bado. Or else because he was boiled. And Rav had said, Tavke, the beer makes for an Aishas Ish. But automatically, Kedusha Ktana, when she becomes a Gdoila, does not become Kedusha in the Arais. Now let us start three lines from the bottom. V'sova Rav Ibol in Iloi Boaloi. Does Rav hold that she only becomes an Eishes Ish min ha-teire if he is Boil? Vo'itma, we learned, Ktane sheloi miyano vihigdilo. A ktane who wasn't memayin, and she became a gdoilo. Vi'omdo v'niseis. And she got married to someone else. Is Rav Omar eino tzricha get misheni? So Rav says she does not need a get from the second husband, because she never got married to him. She's an Eishes Ish. Ushmul Omar tzricha get misheni. And Shmuel says she does need a get from the second husband, because she's only an Eishes Ish midarabonon to the first one. Even though she became a gedoyla, she's still only an Eishes Ish midarabonon, so therefore you need a get from the second husband. Is my love the loibo? So the Gemara understood the machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, and that what Rav says, ein etzricha get me sheini, means even if the Baal Horishin wasn't boyalo. The Pashas Haloshin would seem like that. Ktane Shaloi Miyano Vihigdilon. She became a Gdoil of Omde Venisais. And Rav says that, Einet Tzricha Get Misheini. So Rav is Saiser himself. Before Rav said that she doesn't become automatically an Eishes Ish min ha-teire when she becomes a Gdoil, you have to be boiled. So the Gemara says, loy de bol. No, that's what Rav says, that she doesn't need a get from the second one, is speaking about that he was boyla. So the Gemara asks, e de bol, if it is speaking about that he was boyla, my time at the Shmuel. So what is the time of Shmuel? So why does, if he was boyla, so why does Shmuel say, tzricha get me sheini? She's the wife of the first one. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, Kosova kol ha-boyel al das kedushin ha-rishoinim u-boyel. Shmuel holds that since she was ishtoi the whole time midarabono, and the whole time he was boyel her, not l'shem, to make her an Eishes Ish min ha-teire, because the whole time she was a ktana, she's an Eishes Ish derabono. So when he continues being boyel, I'll ask Dushim Arishonim. He's no intentions to make Dushim the Araisa now. His own intentions are to continue the Kedushim the Rabbono, which was in existence till now. So the bia is not to create an ishus deraisa. So therefore, she needs a get from the second one. Let us see Rashi. My love, the loibol rishim mishagodlo, the komarab einetzricha get mishaini. The cholu kedushin orishainim kshagodlo. That automatically, the kedushim orishainim is chal minatayre when she becomes a gdaila. So the Gemara says, no, kshabol, it's speaking about he was boil. Lefikoch einetzricha get. Bibnei de Biile Shebol Horishim Mishagodlo, the Biile that the Rishim was Bel Mishagodlo, Stomo Lashem Kedushin Diskavim. Bestom Izichem Machavim Lashem Kedushin. The Yaideya Ho Yahinu Shem Kedushe Ktano Klum. He knows that in Kedusha Ktana Klum, so therefore when she becomes a Gedoyla, he's Boyal Hora L'Shem Ishus, and that's how she becomes an Ishus Ish Min HaTorah. And Shmuel holds no, Al Das Kedusha Marishoinim U'Boyal. So the Gemara asks, V'Pligi Bo Chodo Zimne. If this is the Machloikis of Rav Shmuel, that means we're speaking about a bia begadlus, and the machloikis is, do you say the bia is l'shem kedushin, or the bia is aldas kedushin marishain? That machloikis, they already were chaylik in this machloikis, l'gabi another shayla, so why do we have to have two times the same machloikis? The itma, we learned. Kitcho al tnai, v'konso stav. A person was Mekadish and Isha Al-Tanai. Al-Tanai, Al-Menashe, Ein Lochol Mumin. That was the Tanai. That he spoke out by the Kedushin. Vikonso Stam. And then later, he was Kainasa. He made Chupe. Rav Omar Tzricha Himenuget. And later they found out that she is Mumin. Is Rav Omar Tzricha Imenu Get, she needs a get. Ushmul Omar Eina Tzricha Imenu Get, she doesn't need a get. She has Mumin, so why does she need a get? Rav Omar Tzricha Imenu Get, Rav says she needs a get, given the Nosvo, since he married her, he made Chupim. Achuli Achle Litnoi, he was Meichel the Tnai. Shmuel Omar, Eina Tzricha Imenu Get, Kol HaBoyel Odas Kedushin HaRishonim HaBoyel. Let us see Rashi, Al Tnai, Shein Ole Nedorim, Oy Mumin, V'Konso Stav, V'Acha Kach Nimtso Ole Nedorim. Later we found she has Nedorim, she has Mumin, Tzricha Get. According to Rav, the bia l'shem kedushin avoy, because I assume that the bia after the chuppah was l'shem kedushin. The yaideya hoya she'en kedushim arishainim klum. He knew that the first kedushin is not a kedushin. The first kedushin was on a tnai, so when he makes nisuin, he's boil l'shem kedushin. So therefore, so even though she has mumim, she has nedorim, he has to give her a get, because there was a new kedushin. The first kedushin was with a tnai. The second, the bia after chuppah, that was a kedushin without a tnai. That was stam. So therefore she needs a get. So the Gemara, so we have already a machlokes Rav Shmuel, if do you say, HaBoyel Aldas Kedushin Rishayinim HaBoyel. That's what Shmuel says. Shmuel holds the first Kedushin was made with a Tanai. And the Bia afterwards is on that Tanai. That means so the male of you have Mumim, so I have no intentions of making new Kedushin. And Rav holds not like that. So let us see the Girsus Sabach, which is Girsus Rashi.
So the Gemara says, Tzrich. Di itmer boho. Boho koma rav mishum deleke tenoi.
I mean, if it would only say our case, Ktane shaloi miyano vihigdilo v'omde v'niseis. There Rav says, Ein etzich aged me'asheni. So I would say, over there, Rav says he's boy l'shem kedushin because he never made it tonight. So there he knew that kedusha ktane zed rabonim. So therefore, when she becomes a gedayla, he's boy l'shem kedushin. But in the case of Ksubis, that he made it naya manash ein lecha mumim on the dorim, he made it naya, he's makpid that she should have mumim on the dorim. So when he made a bia, the bia is also taking the naya into consideration that he doesn't want to marry her if she has nedarim or mumim. That's what I would think. So therefore, I need this second machloikis to tell us that afilu by atnai, Rav is moide that I assume the be is l'shem kedushin. The itme bahi, and if it would only say the machloikis by nedarim, by tnai, but he comes Shmuel. So there Shmuel says he's boil al das kedushim rishonim. He didn't want a isha balas nedorim. So memele. So therefore, I don't assume that the bia he made later is to be kain afilu she is a balas nedorim. I don't say that. Avu beho, but by aktane. So by aktane, I would assume that since everyone knows kedusha aktane is a derabonim. So therefore, when he was boyle, he's boyle all the shame kedusha. That Shmuel's made it to Rav. Avu boy me made it to Rav. Tzriche. Let us see Rashi. Hochi gasinen. Tzriche. The itmer boho would only say the case by ktane shloim mino vigdilo boho komara mishum delek at night. There never was a tnai that she shouldn't be a balas mum. Boh he said b'ksubis per kamada. Ditma boho gabi ktane shloim miyano boho komara da'asika da'ite liver l'shem kdusha misha godlo. There he realizes that he has to be boy l'shem kdusha. Mishum deleket noi, because there he never made a tnai. Ein ksul kedushin rishonim mishum tnai. There's no the kedushin rishonim is not possible because he had made a tnai. He doesn't want a balas mum. Ela mishum ktanes. The reason the first kedushin was a kedushin derabonim, she's a ktanes. V'odam yedesh en kedushin rishonim klum v'chos rabo l'shem kedushin. The only reason the first kedushin was nachal because she's a ktane. So memelu when she becomes a gdoile is boil a shem kedushin. Avol behi de ikat tnai. If there's a tnai, so their pshat is it's not kedushin because he didn't want a balas mum. Eima moide l'shmul va'adaita de tnai boil. So that means the nisuin that he's making is built on the previous night. Kosovo sheino lerne dorim. The kaimet naisha benaya. So bekitza, the Gemara firdois that Rav holds that when a person is makadosh aktane and she becomes a gedoilo, so the reason the kedushin is chal min ha-teire because I assume he's boil l'shem kedushin. Adam Yedeya, the Kedushik Tanez, Adar Abonon, so he's boil l'shem kedushin. Frek de Gemore, umi oma Rav ki boal, en iloi boaloi. Did Rav Take say that she only becomes an Eishes Ish min ha-teire when he's boil, but when he's not boil, she will not become an Eishes Ish min ha-teire? Vohi uvde dahavde benarish. There was a mokim narish. There was a maise. ve'igdisheo ksheiktano. There was a maise, a person was mekadish a ktano, ve'godlo, and then she became a gdoilo. Ve'oisvei abei kursayo. And they went, they put her on an empyrean, on a bed, on a kalabankle, tefira to the chuppah. Va'osa achrine, mamore de kemaise, and someone else comes, v'chotfo mine, and he chaps away this gdoila, now she became a gdoila, and he chaps her away, and he marries her. And he goes and marries her, and seems she's masking. The Rav Brune, the Rav Hanano, Talmidei de Rav Havohosem, the Talmidim of Rav were there, Leitzrichuo Gitomi Basro, and they did not say that she needs a get from the second husband. That means they said, what should you marrying her? She's not married to you. She's married to the first husband. Leitzrichuo gito mi basro. So the Gemara is asking, is a stira on Rav. These are tamidim de Rav. If Mishlaim if Rav would hold that godlo bado, that automatically when she becomes a gedoilo, so she becomes an eishes ishminateira to the first husband, so it's good. So you don't need a get from the second husband. Because she's an Eishes Ish. But if Rav holds that you have to be boil home, so here they were in the process of making the chuppah, so he wasn't boil her yet. L'shem Kedushin. So she's still an Eishes Ish midarabono. So why weren't they matzrich aget from the second one? Omar Rav Pope binarish. Minsev nesivi vohodo moisvi. In Narish, the Seder is the first boil her, and then they make the chuppah. That's the Seder in Narish. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Abeiko saye bapiyo, because alke daitoch kisha chuppah, shadayin loy bo'ol, it wasn't boil her begadluso. Filohochi lo itzricho get mi basro, they weren't matzricha get. Al mecholo kedushi kamoi, the kedushi kamoi is chal, a filo without bilo. So the Gemara says, no, in Narish they do different. Minsi nosvi, viniskache bebile mishe godlo. That means, in Narish the minig is that they boil her before they make the chuppah. Now, L'chayre, I would like to explain why was there such a minig in Narish. I think it's a beautiful minig. Because Pshat is like this. Pshat is, she got married Otz Ktano. Now, they're going to make Nisuin now, so if they're going to make Nisuin before he's boiled her, so it's a Nisuin Darabono. She wasn't married yet, Minatoya. So it's Nisuin Darabono. And then later, after the Nisuin is going to be boil her, L'shem Kedushin. That's a big shaila in Mishnah Lamelech, in Shara Melech. If a person makes Nisuin, the Mishnah Lamelech has such a suffix. We know that Erisin plus Nisuin makes her for a Nisuin. So the Mishnah Lamelech clears a shaila is the Seder Ma'akev. You have to first Erisin and then Nisuin. Or they can add up the way, wherever the Seder was. You can make first Nisuin, then Erisin, and then she'll become a Nisuin. Is, the Mishnah Malach is Metzadid, and the Shamach is also Metzadid like that, that, Yizichah need first Erisin and then Nisuin. Need first Erisin and then Nisuin. So Memela, so Ibazoi, so this miniginarish is Meiridik. Because it's very, we have to understand, they made a chuppah, they made Shevah Brochas, and it's modern. I mean, this is only on Kedushin der Rabbon, and now she's going to become an Arusa der Reise. He's going to be boil her after the Chuppah, after the Sheva Brochas. He's going to be boil her. And then what's going to happen then? Then you have to make another Nisuin. I mean, it could be it's not gefährlich, but So there say there was, this Bachlano is, she's a Ketane, there were boil, she's Mekudish to me the Rabbono, and then when she became a Gdela, he was boil all the shame Kedushin, and then later they made an Nisuin. That was the Minigenarish, so Memele. So that's why they didn't, that is why they said she doesn't need a get from this second person who was Makadusha afterwards, because she's already an Ashes Ish from the first husband. That means before the Chuppi was Boil all the Shame Kedusha. That's one Teretz. Rav Ashi Omar, who also Shaloika Hoigin, Lefikach also Boy Shaloika Hoigin. That means no. Really, they were in Marish, they weren't boiled before. So Memele, when he hopped away from the Apirion, when he hopped away, she was only an Eishas Ish Midarabon. So really, she should have been married to the second one. Now, who also Shaloika Hoigen, but he did a Gevaldika Avla. The fikach also boy shaloika hoigen vavkeinu rabbono legdushim in Israel mavkiyus kedushim. So that's why she doesn't need a get from the second one, not because the kedusha rishon was chal minatayre, nor because they were mavkiyus the kedushim. Omalei ravina le ravashi tinach the kodesh bekaspe kodesh bebiyev mai. Shavir Rabbono lebilosoi beilas znus. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, v'kavkina lekedusha minei. So Rashi says, the chol de mekadish toile bedas chachomim. Everyone who's mekadish is toile bedas chachomim. Tokedas Moshe v'Yisrael komrino. Rabbonon omri de choytev isha mi baile loyla hevi kedushin. That means he gave them a koyach to balabateve in his issues, and they said it's not kedusha. We're going to balabateve. So tinech de kodesh bekaspe ikalameime davkine le kedushin b'shavu mois matone de hefke bezden hoye hefke. Kodesh bebiyeh my hefke bezn ikolameima shavu bilos bilas nus vuhu bedaitom tolo. When we had this gemara in before, we wanted to say pshat. We had a pshashita mekabetzis and ksubis that Rashi shita is that. Kol de mekadish adaita de rabbona mekadish is not a tnai, not zalmanas sheloyimchu chachomim. Because if it would be a tnai, so then there's no problem. Tinech the kodesh bekaspe, kodesh bebim ekelamim. What's the chilek? Amanas sheyirtzu chachomim, amanas sheloyimchu chachomim. So the male they don't want. She did an avla, so she's not married. Period. So Kedas Moshe v'Yisroel means that he's giving them a koyach to Balabatave in his Maisa Kedushin. And whatever they have a koyach to do, he gives them permission to do. So, normal they couldn't say Hefke Bezen Hefke. There's certain snoim when you can say Hefke Bezen Hefke. But here, since he gave them a koyach to balabateve in his kedushin, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, so they were able to make the mois matone, behevke bezna yevke. So because He said, "Kedas Moish v'sod u'bekoyach lahavkir." So the Gemara asked, "Kodesh bebiye." No, what can they do? What can they balabatave in the Maisa Kedushin? My hefke bez nikolamei, but they have nothing to do. Shavu lebilosoi beilas nus vuhu bedai tom tolo. So we wanted to say, I don't know if this is emesib shot, but he wanted to say as follows, that, David HaMelech says in Tillin, Hein ba'ovain cheilolti, that David HaMelech was misoining that his yitzire came through an ovain. And the Redak brings down a medrash, afilu chosid shebechasidim, iefsher shelo yieboi ovain. So we're talking about the Yetzirah of David HaMelech. And the Yetzirah of David HaMelech was, his father was Yishai, who was Meis Beloichet, Meis Beityo Shel Nochosh, Afilu Chosid Shebechasidim, but in the Yetzirah of David, Yevsha, Afilu Chosid Shebechasidim, Yevsha Shelo Yiyaboy Ovoi. That is what the Medrash says. So we wanted to understand the Medrash. What is Pshat and Medrash? Want to say Pshat and Medrash is as follows. They bring from the Goyin, that the Goyin says that the Ben Teisha Midas, the children who come from, if he had cast with his wife, they were Sine, he was a Shikah. The pgam of the bonim by the bnei teisha midis is the pgam is because the bia is not l'shem avas issues. The bia is l'shem hanosai. So memele, so that's called abilas znus. That's and memele. So the children. Annoyed from Abilas Nus, even though it's Ish Veishtoi, but it's the Pgumim, because they were Neitza from Abila Lahanosoi, not Lahanoso. Not Lahavas Ishtoi. So, in that, the Medrash is saying that Afilu Chosid Shebechasidim, it is impossible that there shouldn't be ma'urev in the bia a kavone and a tiyah l'shem hanosay also. Now, if one looks at the bia in its entirety, so you have a fraction which is l'hanosay, and 99% which is l'shem mitzvah, l'shem kedusha, so that is called, that's called a bia ksheire. There's no pgam in the child. Now, David HaMelech was mesoinen, but hein b'ovin chaloti. But that 0.1% also makes a roishim. That's why he was toily, was nichshol neched, because hein b'ovin chaloti. Now, if a person is toily, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, so Memele, he's saying, Bidatom Tolo, their Bekoyach to be Magdir. Is this a Bia of Ishus or a Bia of Znus? That means, so all the time, if you wouldn't be Tolo Bidatom, so we have different guidelines. We have guidelines of, if a Roiv of the Kavona was L'shem Ishus, that's called a Bia L'shem Ishus. For who Bidatom Tolo, he was Tolo Bidatom, And they forget they had an interest to make that he shouldn't be kind to her with beer. So they said, Shav you rabbono lebilos ebilas znus. Because of the fraction of znus that is in the beer, they said, this is the din of abilas znus and it's not bekoichai liknoiso leisha. Could be that is pshat in Rashi. Behu bedat tom tolo, and they said it's a bilas nus. Let us just go a little further, and then we'll see Tosis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Eleza. We had in the Mishnah three-way machloikis. If two brothers married two sisters, and one married a ketana, one married a gdoila, in Meis, Bala shel gdoila, and she fell to the Bala ketana, so Rabbi Eleza had said, Malamdim es haktana shetamoin. Rabbi Gliel said, Imiyano, miyano. Rabbi Yeshua said, Oiloi alishto, Oiloi al yivimtoi. So, la loche, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul says, Halacha ki Rabbi Eleza, Bechinama Rabbi Eleza, Halacha ki Rabbi Eleza, that Malamdim es haktana shetimoin. Ki Rabbi Eleza, the Malamdim haktana lemain. Now let us see Taisvus. Kesavo Shmuel, kol aboyel al das kedushin orishoinim uboyel. Bim toimel, l'shmuel de leslei de kedushin godli ba'ado. Shmuel does not hold that automatically she becomes a gdoila, and he also holds that kol ha'boyel al das kedushim harishoinim e'boyel, my time at the Rabban Gamliel. So how did Shmuel understand Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel said, tamtim ad shetagdu, we'll wait till she becomes a gedoyla, and when she becomes a gedoyla, so then the teitze achoysim ishum achoysisha. What happens when she becomes a gedoyla, according to Shmuel? She automatically, she doesn't become a nashis ish. And also, he's boil l'shem l'knois alisha. He's boil l'adas k'tush n'rishayne. L'el b'reish perik beiz mashma de shmul islay milse de rabm gamliel de poich ha-milse yivyein zike tibot odam rabm gamliel. Let's not go into the sugya over there, and it's a shvera taisvus, what taisvus meant to be medame, but al kaponim, taisvus, the mashoz mavayir, that taisvus saw in that gemore, that, there are certain things Rabban Gamliel said which are dvorim muskomim. It's not only Rabban Gamliel, I mean, in this nekud, everyone would be made. V'yeshloima, de l'shmuel tzolach loima, the Mairi, the Meforish Behedye, the Shaboyu L'Shem Kedushin. That's how Shmuel understood. Shmuel only said that, that Stamazoi, if a person married a Ketana, the Godla Etzloi, automatically, it doesn't become Kedushin Deraisa. I don't say that he's boiled to make it Kedushin Deraisa, but if he was Meforish Beferish, that, he took to aid them, and he was miyached them on the yichud, and he told them, Rabbis, I'm going to be boil the shem ishu. So then, that's tamtim, that's pshat Rabban Gamliel. Tamtim ad shetagdu, and then they'll be boil the shem ishu. V'oidai meri. Then the Ri said another teretz. Tahosom, kiven di yevimtei v'ishtoi shteim lafonot. Over there, he realizes there's a problem. The Yevome is Zukukoloi. Something, you have to do something with the Yevome. Good, he holds, Ein Zike. But, I mean, something has to be done. And he has his wife also. Is a filu bistome boil a shame kedushin kedai litchais yevimte mimeno de bishte nichalai mi yevimte. That means stamazoi. There's no reason, there's nothing motivating a person when she becomes a gedoyla to make kedushin min ha-Torah. Was the shlech kedushin darabon? So she was married to not kedushin darabon. She'll wait to be married kedushin darabon. There's nothing to lose. But over here he realizes this matzav is not an ideal matzav. The yevam is an aguna now. He doesn't want to give chalitza because then his wife will become also. He can't be miyav moshi zachisish to midarabona. So it's not an ideal matzav. So then, in such a case, Shmuel's also made in the case of the Mishnah, Zichr, I can assume that he's boil l'shem kedushin the part of the Yevon. Miyul Kosh, so Taisus says, fine, but I have a different problem. The Tikshel Shmuel midarabonon de Rabbi Elezer, kshirziro kshihiktano vegodloi etzloi, the mistome boyul l'shem kedushin. We learned before, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim, and the Chachomim said as follows. Two halachas, they said. They said if a person marries a gedoyla, he gives her a get, and he marries her again, and then he dies, so they hold as a mitzvah of yibum. They also hold if a person marries a ketana, and he gave her a get, and he remarried her, v'godlo etzloi, and then she became a gedoyla, or he remarried her when she was a gedoyla, also, and then he died, there's also mitzvah of Yibum, they hold misim apelas. Now, in this, they hold, but everyone is moide, if he married her the father married her off when she was a ketana, and then he gave her a get, and then she got remarried again, midarabonon, so then everyone is moide, he can't be miyabmho when the husband died, because she's a grushes ochiv minatoir, and she's only falling liyibum midarabon. That's what the Gemara says. So, miyakosha, the tikshel shmul, midarabonon di Rabbi Elezer, that they hold, kshehir ziro kshehi ktano, if he gave her a get when she was a ktana. And that she became an Eishusach min HaTorah. The father married off the first time. And then he remarried her. V'godla etzloi. So it says there that if he dies, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So al kocho, the mistome boil l'shem kedushin. So al kocho, if there's a mitzvah of Yibum, we assume he's boil l'shem kedushin. The lekel meima da airik shepirish aboyu l'shem kedushin, that that case is speaking about he was meforish, dim kein heichi poch minei ba madel le rabbe, rabbe holds, also you don't assume that he's boyu l'shem kedushin, and the Gemara asks on rabbe from the Chachomim. So, if it's there speaking about that it was pirish, is no kasha. El al kochoch kshaboyu stam, Leimotzi look mikshepirish, and how did the Gemara know that it's speaking about Shaboyo Stam, then Kain Heiner Zirok Shigdoilo? Because it's speaking about that Pirish, some Amela, so then the whole Kedushin was when she was a Gdoilo. So, Bekitza, from the Chachomim of Rabbi Elezer, we see Klo, that they hold that a person's stomach is boil the shame Kedushin. He knows that Kedushin Ketan is at the Rabbonah. So it's boil l'shem kedushin. Vay mari, the Shmuel svir alay ki Rab Shimon ben Yehuda the Amar ba'amader im bolu loikonu. That means that I don't assume it's boil l'shem kedushin. So it's a different tana. Inamik Rabbi Shmuel the Amar Shmuel mishim Rabbi Shmuel vehi loin esposo. We heard before that the Rabbi Shmuel said a droshe vehi loin esposo. She wasn't an anuse. She's also. But there's another Isha that was not an Anus and its Mutter, and that's an Isha that it was Kedushay Tois, even though she became Nizgadalat's lawyer, Kedushay Ketano, she still never became his wife. She doesn't become a Saitim in HaTorah. So these Tanoim we see hold Klo, that you don't say that he's Boyel L'Shem Ishus, if the first Kedushin wasn't Chal, I say, al das kedushin b'rashayin miboy. So the Gemara asked, bo if ligu bo chodo zimna. The Gemara asked, so what are you telling me? The machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, do you say that he's boil al das kedushin b'rashayin? So the Gemara says, we have such a machlokes. Taimalari. We need both machloikas. The itmer ahi. The omar rav tzricha heimenu get. The second case. at what kitcha al tnai v'konsostam. So Rav said she needs a get because I say he's boyul l'shem kedushin. The itmari he doma Rav tzricha menu get haba mino tzricha misofik. Not that Rav holds betoires vadois that he's boyul l'shem kedushin. The lo yodinan I boyul l'shem kedushin im lav kamash melon. Bein tzrichen get mishaymi, de vade rishim bo l'shem kedushin. So he said, Tatei says, I need the two members of Rav. That means if Rav would only say she needs a get, kitchot naiva konsostam, she needs a get from him, so I would think she needs a get misofik. Maybe he was bo l'shem kedushin. Maybe he wasn't bo l'shem kedushin, not about those. So that's why we need the first member of Rav. That Rav says, Om Devini says, ain't tzrichi get misheni. So you see, Klo, that she's vadai the first one's wife minatoire. Not a sofik wife minatoire. The vadai rishin bo l'shem kedushin. V'yitma ahi de koma shmur tzricho get misheni. Have a mina hainu misofik. Misofi can either get, maybe he wasn't boil l'shem kedushin. Obo mirishin, nami tzrichi get mi deraise. The shemba l'shem kedushin bo. Bekitzer, Taisvis asks that could be you need these two memories, because if it would only be one memory, I would think that you need a get misofi. I don't know if he's boil l'shem kedushin or not. I had a shtickle ha'ore on this Taisvis, a double ha'ore. Nevenezer, Simen Lamed Sifkoten Tes, the Beishmul Sifkoten Tes brings down as follows. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if a person threw Kesef Kedushin to an Isha, Korev Lo Mikodeshes, Korev loy, eina mikodeshes. Sofik, sofik mikodeshes. So the Beis Shmuel brings down from Dagos Oshri, what does sofik mean? Two Adem say it was korev lo, two Adem say it was korev loy, and we don't know how it was, so sofik mikodeshes. Zok Dagos Oshri, but what is the din if there's not treye trey, two Adem saw he threw kedushin to her? And they themselves don't know, was it Korev Loi? Was it Korev Lo? And by the time they were able to come, it flew away. So I don't know, the Edim don't know if it was Korev Loi or Korev Lo. So the Beis Shmuel brings down from the Gos Oshri, that the Gos Oshri says, she's Vadai Eina Mekodeshes. Not Sofik Mekodeshes. Vadai Eina Mekodeshes. Why? So the Gos Oshri says, because there's no Edim. Yeah, and Kedushin needs Edim. Did Edim see a Maisa Kedushin? They don't know. They don't know what they saw. So if Edim don't know what they saw, so there's no Edim. So she's Vadi Edim of Kedushin. But Kevege brings down the Rajbe Ischoilik on the Gos Oshri. Fine. Now, let's, Al Kaponim, let's go to Taisvis. I think our Taisvis is a Moiradike Taisvis. Taisvis understood, Rav said, that a person, let's look at the case of Rav. A person was Mekadish a Isha al Tanai. Abanash ein lochale mumin. Then later, he konsostam, he was boiled her, and it says, Sriche menu get. So Taisus wanted to say, you know what Pshat and Rav is? Not that Rav holds that he was Vadai boiled l'shem kedushin. No, he's mesupik. Maybe he's boil l'shem kedushin. Maybe he's not boil l'shem kedushin. So misofik you need a get. So l'chayre, this taisvis is not like the Gos Oshri. That means you need edim by kedushin. Now agavuche, I saw the rivosh and soiv simin vov. There's a machlo. What is pshat over here? He was icha boil the loy. He was boil l'shem kedushin. Who says he was boil? So there's a machloikis, the rivosh in roiv rishonim. The rivosh brings down the raw, and he says roiv rishonim achilik on the raw says no one saw anything, no one saw even a yichud, but they're living ki ish veishtoi. So ish veishtoi, normally we can assume that he's boyelah. And also, Rav said that if he's boil her, Mustam is boil her shame kedushin. So who are the Adi Bia? The belt. We can assume that Yediyah, that Anan Sadi, we can assume that he's boil her. So Memela, even though we don't know of any Yichud, we can assume he's boil her and he's boil her shame issues. According to Roiv Rishonim, that's nothing, the Rivosh says. You have to know that there was a Yichud al Kaponim. You don't know anything, but you know that they live in the same house. That doesn't mean anything. You have to know there was a Yichud and Dos and that. If you know there was a Yichud, then we say, hey, nay, nay, the Yichud, hey, nay, nay, the Bia, Mr. Me was Bayala. Fine. So whatever the case is, we are Adim that there was a Bia. Fine. We are Adim that there was a Bia. Anan Sadi were a Bia. But now we have a Shaila. This Bia that we know that there was it a Bia L'Shem Kedushin or wasn't it L'Shem Kedushin? So Tosis wanted to say, Rav didn't know. It's a suffix. Maybe he's Bia L'Shem Kedushin. Maybe he's not Bia L'Shem Kedushin. So L'Chayre, If I see a Maisa Bia, I'm aware of a Maisa Bia, and I don't know if it's a Bia L'Shem Kedushin or not L'Shem Kedushin, so that's called Eidi Kedushin. That's called Eidi Kedushin, so what do you know? You don't know anything. So L'Chayre, it would be Eiskishpat Hamad Taisis, that Taisis is Chaylik and Agososhri, and Taisis holds like the Rajbe. That's Ha'orin number one. Ha'orin number two, I wanted to tell you, could be this is much worse than the case of the Agos Oshri. Why? By Kedushin, there's a klal, you need a mirror also. You need a mirror. The Gemara says, Nosan hu v'omro hi. He gave her money, and she says, Areini mekodeshes loks, it's not good. Ki yikach hi shisho. You need an amira. He has to say what he has to say for what purpose the money is being given. She says that it's no good. So other Rishayim hold, you need other place about either Beferish Amire. Now there's a kash on this. If neither Beferish Amire, so where's the Hainain? So how does Hainain Eide Yichud, Hainain Eide Bia work? There's no Beferish Amire. So from that, the Achroinim Bingarai don't need a Beferish Amira, but Al Koponim, from his actions, he's telling us, if I know that he's boilish, then Kedush. So Memela, that's his Amira. I mean, I figure everything out. So if I assume he's boil l'shem by begarish as isha v'lon imay bepundiki, and I know that b'stoma, I understand that he's boil or now l'shem isha, so that's also so the action which I know he's doing. And but if Taisma says over here that I'm a supik, I don't know b'chlal. If he's, maybe he's boil l'shem kedushin, maybe he's not boil l'shem kedushin. So l'chayre here, zichah should be, besides the din eidus. The machlokes are showing him if eidus see something they don't know what they see, if that's called eidus. That's a machlokes that goes oshri in the Rashba, fine. So we'll say Taisus holds like that goes oshri. But al koponim, here there's another suffix. There's a suffix if, I mean, since I have a suffix alochere, it should be missing an amire. It should be missing an amire. So where's the kiyikach? Where is he telling us what he's doing? It's missing the amire. Vafal Pika in Taisva says that it's good. God, I saw in Piskei Halochis, Piskei Halachos, he brings down from Rav David Kalina, he brings down that if there was Shiduchim, and then later a person ate them, saw how the Meshuddach was bailed, the Meshuddachas, so he says it's Sofik Kedushin. I mean, he also says, I don't know, maybe it was Boil Hashem Kedushin, maybe it wasn't. If both of them said they weren't Mechavel Hashem Kedushin, she's not Mekudeshes. And if they didn't say anything, and we know about it, it's Sofik Kedushin. He also says like Tosfos. Mal Kaponim Dachsim, it's Amoyre de Kechidish to Tosfos. Vay Mari Dahachi Polich. Vafliege Bochod Zimne. Why do you have to know two cases? By my pligi b'shnei mekaymus, the b'chad mahanach have a motzil hashminet. If you're saying the loshna is misleading, tzrich emenu get me sofik, so you can say the same case and say a clear loshna. B'leim ahochi, kitcha al tnai ubol rabomar tzricho get me rishon v'loy mishenim. So in this case, he's telling us everything. You don't have to tell me a new case with a ktane. Because she's his wife, Beteres Vadois, v'loy misheini. And from the saying, she doesn't need to get at all, because she's Vadi the Rishon's wife. You don't have to tell me two cases. Ushmul oma eino tzricha get mirishein, ella misheini. Inami, listeni beidach, or talk about the other case. Ktana shigdila ba'omda v'niseis. Rab oma eina tzricha get misheini elo mirishin. So you see, klo, that it's vaday kedushin to the first one. Shmuel oma tzricha get misheini v'lo mirishin me'atei rab mid rabbonon tzricha. Now, we had learned the Gemara, when we learned the Gemara makes a tzricha. So we learned the Gemara according to Rashi's Gilsa. Now, let us see the Gemara one more time, the way it says in Agama. And Agama doesn't say the way Rashi was Goyas. The Gemara says we have two members of Rav Shmuel, one Ktana Shleimina V'Igdila V'Onda V'Niseis, and another memory of Kitshal Tnai Bekonso Stam. So the Gemara asks, why do you need both memories? So the Gemara says, Tzriche, the Itmara hi behi kamarav mishum dike tnoi, bekiven de bol och lele tnoi, avu bo medu eima moidu lele shmuel, bitma boho, boho kamo shmuel, avu bach eima moidu lele rav tzriche. That's our Gilsa. Now, Matthias explains our Gilsa. We come around, Mishim Diket Nai Chuli Ochlo Tnai Pesh Mishim Dein Odom Oise Bilos E Bilos Nus. That means in the case of Kichal Tnai, so there Rav, and then Konsostam, there Rav holds that he was Boyul Hashem Kedushin, there Rav holds that he was Meichel the Tnai. Mishim Dein Odom Oise Bilos E Bilos Nus. Isla Lameima, the achlei letnai voyebedaitoi malos voyebedaitoi shechelik dushe kesef. Fakert is he's making chupe, so he was meichel detnai sheyecheluk is meichel detnai shechelik dushe kesef midloi hiskeratnai. So there I'm toile is meichel detnai avo behod leke beilas nus. Why do I say is meichel detnai? Should they know the meisha bilos beilas nus? So therefore it was Meichel that night. Avu boho, bapai aktanda, deleke bilasnus, shere yesham gdushin darabono. Voi deleke gdushin rishayin v'neim ishiyachaylu, eimu moidele lishmuel. That what? That is boil al dasa rishayin. Bekuntres agiyah hoche tzriches ediksubes, bein limcheis girsazu. We shouldn't be Meichik agisa, dolaman yama ba mader, Kitcha al tnai ubol divrei hakel tzricha menu get, vafilohochi pligi biktane shleimina vigdila vi omdav nisais, kim shita leitvei bimekadish al tnai de tzricha get mi biktane shleimina The chavosim betuk mar tzriches et dohoche, tzriches et dexubis ali bedabai. So Tosfos is saying from the Gemara and Ksubis, it would seem that it's more mistaver to say kitcha al pnai uboal, that he was boil l'shem kedushin, then b'ktane sheloi miyano v'higdilo. And according to Rashi, it says in our Gemara, punk fakel. So Tosfos says fakel, therefore we shouldn't make the guys that Rashi makes. Lefichach osu loy sheloy kahoygin vavkinen lekedusha minei. Misavke lehi itayme davkinu mishum dechol de mekadish adayte de rabona mekadish. Oy mishum dieshkoyech biat chachomim lakedova minatoyra. Midulay hiske kank maishe hiske bechol mokim called the Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbona Mekadosh. I had two Ha'orahs on Tosfos. I found Baruch Hashem, the Orach Laner asks both Ha'orahs. Some more like Tosfos over here. Tosfos all of a sudden has a diik in the Gemara. The Gemara said, who also Shaloi Kahoygen? So Memele, they also did Shaloi Kahoygen the Mafki the Kedushin. So Tosfos wants to say Pshat, not as called the Mekadosh, so first of all, Samuel de Kizach, Laka Domina Tirits Bekumba say, we know Roy. There's one man, the Yomer, that wanted to say in Isharaba, Yeshkoyach, Lachom, Laka Domina Tirits Bekumba say. But Roy, man, the Yomerim held, can only be Oike, Bishay, Valtase. Here they'll be Oike, so be Oive, but that means she's really a Neshishish of the second one, and they were matter the Isar Eishishish. Yeshkechem Akadom in Atayre. So, this is Chlauber in Bechudishtik to say that Ravashi holds like that. That's number one. Number two, if it works as Yeshkech Chomum Lakadovim in Atayre, so then the whole pilpa of the Gemara is very unclear. Tinech the Kodesh Bekashpe, Kodesh Bebiyameikalamein. There's no problem. If Yeshkech Chomum Lakadovim in Atayre, that means that the Torah, the Gemara want to say over there that, that Chazal could say that Truma is Tevel. And you can make Chulun out of it. So Chazal took an Isser the Eraisa of Truma Lezor, and they said, they matter it. We said it becomes Tevel, you can make it Chulun, and Fartik. So it's Yeshkech Lechom, how did they do this? Yeshkech Lechom Min HaTorah. So Memele, just like they can make Truma Tevel, that's not with Afkin and Rabbonin at Hefkebezen, they made Truma Tevel. So you can make an Eishes Ish, Eish Eishes Ish, Yishkech Lachachomim. So what is the pupil of the Gemara? Tinech the Kodesh Bekaspe, Kodesh Bebir. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Ochaner is these two Kashas on Tosfos. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Misha hoya nosi l'shtei yisoymes tabas. A person married two Yisoymes. That means he had two wives, and both of them were Ktanis, Umeis. And now he died. So, Pshat is midarabonon, you need Yibum. Is biyoso oichalitzoso shel achas mehem poiteres tzoroso. So, you have two noshim falling liyibum, so your boyel or chaylitz, one of them, and then that'll part to the other one. What does Rashi say? Shtei yisoymeis nochiyos, they weren't related. Oichalitzoso la'acha shetagdol. Because Rashi rekashe, el alocha we paskin that chalitzis, ketana is no good. So you have to say, speaking about la'acha shetagdol. That's case number one. Case number two. V'chein shtei charshis, his two wives were gedoyles, but it's also kedushin derabonon, because a charshis is alav bastas, so it's kedushin derabonon. So memele, and he died, so now it's a din yibum derabonon.
So we'll see what this means, but if Chalitza helps by Chalshus, that we'll learn in the Gemara. But for practical purposes, so if you'll be boil one of them, you'll take care of the other one. Now, here there's a very interesting halacha, which we'll be able, hopefully, to understand tomorrow a little better. Ktane v'chalshus. This person married two noshim. One of them was a ktane, and one of them was a chalshus. Now, the Gemara says, Gemara later says something very interesting. The Pekeach married two noshim. So the Gemara clears a shayla, which one does he appreciate, both a Ketushin and a Rabbonim, which one does he appreciate more, the Ketushin and the Rabbonim? Which one is more nichalei? So there's one for the Ketane will eventually become a Gdoila, so she has an Osit. There's another svore, the Chalshus is already a Gdoyle, he's a Godel, the Tav is a Ktane, so the Chalshus is more Minoi. So there's a Sofik, which one is more Nichele, and for some reason it seems, these two Kiddushin, the Rabbonons, the one that is more Nichele is a stronger Ishus than the one that is less Nichele. Both are the Rabbonons, but one is X amount of issues, and one is Y amount of issues. So Memele, so if we have now, he had two wives, and one was a Chalshus and one was a Ktane, and I don't know which one had more issues, and now he died. Ktane v'chalshus ein bia achas mehem peteres saroso, so the one won't pater the other, because I don't know which one he has more issues in. Let us see Rashi. Ktane v'chalshus lo yedinan v'hai nechalei, which one he's more happy with. V'hai chshive ishti tvei, which one is called more his wife. So since I don't know, so we'll see, this is a big problem over here. So what do you do? So you can't be miyabim both of them. Let's say if he was miyabim the one that has the bigger issues, so you can't be boiled the second one by sechel the boiled in the boiled shnei batim. You can't give chalitza one achash. It's lebedik. Okay, what you do? But the mishnah is just telling you what shouldn't be done. Ein bias achas mehem peteres saros. Fine. What if he married two wives? One is a pikachas v'charshes, so one is kedushin d'irais, the one is kedushin d'rabon. Bi is a pikachas peiteres a charshes, and bi is a charshes peiteres is a pikachas. Gdoilo ktane, he married gdoilo ktane. Bi is a gdoilo peiteres a ktane, and bi is a ktane peiteres a gdoilo. Zogt Rashi, no Rashi. Zogt the Gemara. The Chalshus Bas Chalitza. Now the second halach in the Mishnah was, we said if he married two Ktanis, Chalitzosa Shalachas Mempeteres Saros, V'chein Shtei Chalshus. So the Gemara asks, the Chalshus Bas Chalitza he? You can give Chalitza to a Chalshus? V'osnan Cheresh Shenechlas, V'chalshus Shecholtzo, the chaylatz es mina koten, chalitzosa psula. So all these are apostle chalitza. Now let's explain why. Because by a cheresh in chalshus, it says, v'omar v'omro, and you need an amire, and the amire is ma'aki by al kaponim, you need roi labile, you need roi lamile, lamire. So memela a cheresh in nechatz v'chalshus shecholtzo, they're not roi lam, Amire. So then he said, "Kol she'eini roi lebile bile ma'akeves boy." So the amire is ma'ake. In a cotton chalitzosa is also psula because it says ish v'loi cotton. So memele. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? V'chein shtei charshes. How could you give chalitza to one of the two charshes? Charshes alav ba'chalitza. Oma Rav Gidl, Oma Rav Abir. So Rav said it's speaking about, no, that was the case of two Charshes. It doesn't go that Biyosa Oichalitosh Shalachas Mem. By Charshes, Biyosa Shalachas Mem Peteres Saros. That's what Rav said. Rav Oma Afilu Teime Achalitze. Kan becharshes meikore, kan bepikachas va'achakach nischarshe. So now Rav said ashtik teire. Rav said as follows. That's 100% true. That you cannot make a kosher chalitza with a charshes because you need va'omro, you need a mirah. She's a lav vasamir. But here we're speaking about in our Mishnah that when she married her husband, she was also a charshes. So the whole ishus was an ishus darabonon. That means the ishus wasn't chal min ha-Torah. So by an ishus darabonon, which is a grade B ishus, it's an ishus darabonon, so by a charshes afilu achalitze, that she's a lav basamir will also help. She's a bardas. You have a relishus over here. She's not a bastas, not a relishus. The whole thing is a takon and a rabbonon. So by an ish, so a charshes, or all ishes, if she was a charshes, meikore. So the alishus is only a rabbonon. So they said, for a charshes, her chalitza will also help, even though there's no amire. Masha ain't came, that would you brought a raya from the Mishnah, Chalsha Shechotso, Chalitzosa Psuma. They're speaking about when she got married, she was a Pikachas. So this Kedushin Deraisa. Now she later, she became the Scottish. So now you want to be Matara Yevomala Shuk Deraisa with such a Chalitza. It's a Apostle of Chalitza because she's a Lav Basamira. So, ki heiche do'ol, hochi nofak. The chash is mikol ki heiche do'ol, hochi nofak. Pikach es vakach nischar sheloi, dama'ak vebo kriyem. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, ki heiche do'ol, bal horishin, shekonsa beremize, hochi nami nofak, miyovom beremize.